Welcome to CyberSec Weekly. Today, we're diving into Apple's new MacSync malware and zero-day WebKit attacks, the FBI's latest terror plot and Bitcoin ATM fraud busts and Telegram's descent into crypto crime and fresh vulnerabilities, Trust Wallet's Christmas Day supply chain breach and recovery efforts, and ZackXBT's cross-chain wallet draining alerts. So buckle up for a full rundown of today's top cybersecurity threats and defenses. Coming up next in Apple News, a fresh wave of threats and vulnerabilities is putting Apple devices and users on high alert. First off, security researchers have uncovered a new variant of the MacSync malware that slips past Apple's built-in defenses by posing as a messaging app installer. Once on your Mac, it quietly exfiltrates sensitive data without tripping Apple's usual alarms. In related App Store turmoil, a recent source map leak has exposed a flaw found in roughly 70% of organizations that publish iOS apps. That gap in code obfuscation practices could make it easier for attackers to reverse engineer, tamper with, or outright hijack app binaries. Meanwhile, one of Apple's Chinese assembly partners was hit by a supply chain cyber attack late last year. Investigators warn that schematics, production line details, and manufacturing data may have been compromised, potentially giving threat actors a roadmap to weaken hardware security before it leaves the factory floor. Back on the consumer side, an increasing number of iPhone owners are reporting strange syncing glitches, unsolicited phishing links, and odd messages, leading some to suspect their device has been cloned by a former partner or stalker. Apple hasn't confirmed large-scale cloning, but the reports serve as a reminder to enable two-factor authentication. Review your Apple ID's trusted devices and watch out for fraudulent login requests. At the chip level, security teams are probing whether any hidden firmware backdoors exist in Apple Silicon. So far, there's no public proof of deliberate manufacturer implants, though experts continue auditing bootloader code and system management firmware for anomalies. In urgent alerts today, Apple has warned all 1.8 billion active iPhone, iPad, and Mac users about an extremely sophisticated WebKit attack that exploits zero-day flaws in Safari's rendering engine. Attackers can deliver malicious web content that runs arbitrary code, compromising devices with no user interaction beyond visiting a poisoned web page. Apple is racing to patch these critical vulnerabilities, so if you haven't yet updated to the latest iOS, iPadOS, or macOS release, do it now. That wraps up our Apple Security Roundup. Stay tuned for more updates as these stories develop. Next up in FBI news, federal agents in Charlotte, North Carolina, have disrupted a New Year's Eve terror plot inspired by the Islamic State. 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant was arrested after allegedly pledging allegiance to ISIS and planning to carry out an attack at a local grocery store. This marks the second suspected terror plot the FBI has thwarted in recent weeks, underscoring authorities' continued focus on homegrown extremism. In financial crime headlines, the FBI reports a record high in Bitcoin ATM fraud for 2025, with losses totaling $333 million. Scammers are exploiting vulnerabilities in unregulated crypto kiosks, prompting the Bureau to warn consumers about potential risks and to verify ATM operators before making transactions. Coming up in Telegram news, Chinese crime syndicates have quietly transformed Telegram into a global crypto underworld, turning the app into the world's largest illicit cryptocurrency marketplace. As authorities scramble to respond, security researchers are flagging multiple vulnerabilities in the service, from a recently discovered flaw that lets attackers siphon contact lists and forward private chats, to a breach that exposed user messages and prompted urgent app updates. OSINT sleuths have unmasked the individual behind the biggest PNA data dump on Telegram, while Russian cybersecurity experts warn of a fresh malware campaign targeting the platform. The Russian Ministry of Digital Development has likewise issued alerts about malicious payloads circulating in unofficial channels, some designed to pilfer bank details directly. In response, Telegram has rolled out an optional password-protected encryption layer, giving users a new way to lock down sensitive conversations. Meanwhile, Viz.ru reports that Russian authorities neutralized an Iran-linked cyber threat aimed at Telegram users and blocked a domestic channel accused of spreading extremist propaganda. They've also issued broad warnings about a spike in fraud attempts, urging citizens to steer clear of third-party VPNs and rely only on official Telegram services for secure communications. Discussions continue over Telegram's handling of government surveillance requests and its role in Russian courtrooms. On the infrastructure front, a major DDoS strike recently hammered a high-profile channel, underscoring the platform's appeal as both a target and a conduit for coordinated cyber attacks. Across the board, one message is clear. Whether you're transacting crypto, sharing classified documents, or simply chatting with friends, you need to keep your app updated, enable the latest security features, and stay alert to the ever-evolving threat landscape. Now, coming up next in Trust Wallet news. Late last month, Trust Wallet's Chrome browser extension was exploited in what's now being called a supply chain attack. On December 25th, a malicious update traced back to a compromised NPM package dubbed Shai-Hulud slipped into version 2.68 of the extension. Within hours, attackers walked away with roughly $7 million in crypto across about 2,596 EVM addresses. Further analysis has pushed that figure closer to $8.5 million. In response, Trust Wallet pulled the extension from the Chrome Web Store only to run into a bug that delayed the patch rollout. Once back online, the team shipped an update that includes a built-in reimbursement portal so real victims can file claims directly from the extension. Behind the scenes, they're vetting every submission to filter out a flood of fraudulent claims while coordinating with security firms to trace and recover stolen funds. As if that weren't enough, security researchers have flagged a series of mysterious drains on hundreds of other EVM wallets, which may be tied to the same December breach, or could represent a copycat phishing campaign. Trust Wallet is urging all users to update immediately. Verify the extension's digital signature, never share private keys or recovery phrases, and reach out only through official support channels. Meanwhile, some retail investors say they're exploring alternatives like DigiTap for added peace of mind. Trust Wallet insists its core mobile app remains unaffected and continues to roll out audits and third-party code reviews. The investigation into the Christmas Day exploit is ongoing, and the company promises regular updates as they work to make every user whole again. Next up in ZackXBT news, a stealthy cross-chain sweep is draining hundreds of EVM-compatible wallets. And so far, it's netted more than $107,000. Here's what you need to know. What's happening? On-chain sleuth, ZackXBT has flagged a single suspicious address that's quietly siphoning small amounts from users across multiple EVM networks, including Ethereum, BNB Chain, Base, and others. Hundreds of MetaMask, Trust Wallet, and similar smart contract wallets have been hit in the past few days. How it works. Rather than one massive heist, attackers are initiating dozens of low-value transactions that fly under most users' radars. Each victim sees a routine token transfer or contract update request. Once approved, their funds are swept into the scammer's master wallet. The tally so far, losses have eclipsed $107,000 and counting. The stolen tokens range from stablecoins to small altcoins, all funneled to a single crypto address that ZackXBT continues to track. Possible links and red flags. Some analysts suspect a connection to the recent Trust Wallet exploit, while others warn it may simply be opportunistic phishing via malicious dApps. Either way, the pattern is clear. Check every contract approval, avoid random, update your wallet prompts, and revoke any unknown permissions in your wallet settings. Staying safe, use hardware wallets or multi-sig setups whenever possible. Regularly review and revoke token approvals on Etherscan, BSC Scan, or a wallet manager dApp. Be skeptical of unsolicited links, QR codes, or upgrade notifications. That's the latest from ZackXBT News. Keep your private keys private. And we'll be back with more on-chain alerts in our next segment. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe, stay secure, and don't miss our next weekly cybersecurity episode.